So, it's summertime, and I'm having some of my junior cousins come stay with me. It's been fun. In the course of things, I learned that one of them is a recording artist now. You know, we haven't hung out together in some years, and it's, you know, fun getting to know family again. I noticed that he was on Twitter and on YouTube, and I offered to help him increase his views up to, just as many as I could help him. He was around 300, and we were able to get him up to 10,000 using the combination of Twitter, Facebook, and email. So I noticed, you know, in the course of trying to help him leverage the assets he already has in social media and elsewhere to help market his company, I looked at his account, and I noticed that he or his manager, I'm not really sure at this point, or they're doing the something similar to what I see a lot of artists do when you follow them on Twitter. If you bring up their page, the first page on their profile, all of the responses to people writing them to their followers is that they should watch a video or retweet a video or, you know, retweet a link or something like that. And all of the responses on the profile are identical. Now I'm thinking about it and the advice that I've given in the past, especially to recording artists, and letting them know that Twitter can be a really powerful vehicle, especially if you can break that barrier of 2,000 followers and get people really engaged and interested in your music. And one of the ways not to do that is to send everybody the same message, because that says you're not special, which is the opposite of what you want to do in social media. But then I also realized, you know, if someone was new to Twitter and was in, you know, the music industry, they would look at other music accounts and think, okay, well, that's what they're doing, so that's what I'm going to do. Especially if they were emulating an account that, unbeknownst to them, had bought, you know, tens and thousands of unengaged visitors. So I was thinking, is there any advice that I could give them to get them better results without coming across as preachy or this is the right way to do it? You know what I mean? And I realized that that's the kind of advice that the folks need. And so I had a couple of quick tips. The first one was, show people you care, because by just repeating the same message to everybody, you're not treating everybody as special. So, you know, we already talked about that. The second one was to find content. If you haven't made your own content yet, find content to draw people to you. Because his point was, well, I don't have content to share, so I just share what I already have. Well, you can share other people's content. And three, build your audience so that when you have a lot of content, you know, they will want to share it with other people, because to that point, they've seen you as a resource. So I just thought that those three things would probably help a lot of people who are starting out with Twitter as recording artists, or any type of artist, really, that don't have this wide portfolio of work. Of course, if you're blogging, this is all so much simpler, because every time you have a post, that's something else to talk about. But the thing is to remember not to talk at your audience on Twitter. Talk with them. Think of each little tweet as part of a conversation.